Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging around with me. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Bob Negan is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Bob is the president of Whiz Bang Training. He's a guy that I admire very much because he's a guy who found a way to make a living 12 months out of the year selling kites. Now, folks, I grew up flying kites, but only in the spring. And I only would pay, of course, that was a long time ago. I'd only pay like 25 cents for a kite or something like that. And then when the first one got torn up, I would tape newspapers on the frame and fly another one, fly the same thing again. So I wouldn't buy a bunch of kites. This guy made a living. In fact, he made a great living selling kites and maybe even supplementing it with a little bit with yo-yos 12 months out of the year. Anybody who can do that is my hero. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. I'm glad to be here.
Well, you're my hero, buddy. Anybody can do what you do. I mean, that's like selling popsicles in Alaska 12 months out of the year. You know, I don't know
well,
how anybody.
Now, I mean, to be fair, one of the ways, you know, and this is a part of a conversation we could have at another date, actually, is what I had to learn how to do was sell more other stuff to my customers.
Right.
So when we started to sell yo-yos, when we started to sell toys, that's what really sort of allowed us to stay in business. That and the fact that I was young and single, so I didn't need a lot of money, so I could keep making all these dumb mistakes so that eventually I could go, oh, that's it. I'm not in the kite business. I'm in the fun business.
You're in the fun. So. That's exactly. And that's what you learn. That's the big thing. And see, that's what's so important that you learn that because, you know, one of the great stories of industry is how the railroads almost didn't make it. Because they thought they were in the railroad business.
That's right.
They didn't realize they were in the transportation business.
That's right.
And so, you know, people who are in the restaurant business think they're in the food business.
Yeah.
But you know, if you're selling fast food, you're not in the food business. You're in the fuel business.
Right.
If you've got a fine dining restaurant, you're not in the food business. You're in the experience business. You're in the memories business.
Yep. That's exactly right. You know, most people, in fact, I do this exercise fairly often when I have general business audiences, like chamber audiences. I go around and say, what business are you in? And most people identify their business that they're in by either what they sell. I was in the kite business, or I sell cars, or I sell insurance. Or they identify the business they're in by their title. I'm a doctor, I'm a lawyer, I'm a beggar
right.
man, I'm a thief. And then when I sort of help them reposition their heads into the emotional experience or the real business, the conceptual business they're in, you can just see light bulbs going on because it makes marketing so much easier because you can appeal to the emotions of people.
Right. No, absolutely. And the more small business owners can get that through their head, and the way I try to help them do that, Bob, is to tell them, to get them to admit this and to get them to say this after me. I say, all right, everybody, say this after me. Everything that I sell is a commodity that my customers can get 8 ways from Sunday within a half a mile of me.
Yes.
Everything that I sell, and I try to get them to say that. All right, let's all say this together, you know, and get them, you know, all saying it out loud. And when you get that out on the table. When you get that out of your head and look at it, take it out and handle it and turn it around and look at it, then you realize, you know what? I better get busy differentiating myself because this thing that I sell is not so special.
Right. Well, and if you think that way also, you have to, the only competitive advantage you can really try to get or to bring to bear is price. And you're never going to win that game.
That war is over. We all know, that's another thing I'd get my audience, whenever I speak, I get my audience, I make them say this, the price war is over and we lost. I make them
that's
say
right.
that after me. And of course, they get a kick out of that, but it's the truth, isn't it?
Absolutely. It is so true. Small business people must sell experiences. They must sell relationships. They must go to the deeper emotional desire of their customers if they're going to make any money.
You know, we when my wife and I think, when we think back on places, on dinners that we've had where we remembered and we wanted to go back to that, we don't even remember what we ate.
Right.
We remember whether we were treated well. We remembered with the table we were, where we were, and you know, things like that's what we remember.
Right.
And that's,
yeah, yeah.
And in those kinds of situations, that's what you do. You know, when the dry cleaners does your clothes, you know, do we remember that? You know, everybody expects their clothes to be clean. The question is, was the dry cleaner open at a convenient time for me? When we come back, when we come back, Bob's got some customer service horror stories to tell you right after these messages, and I might have one or two myself.
Yeah, I'll bet you do, Jim.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me.
Little Chicago for you.
That was on my way.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. When you get to my website, I hope you subscribe to my free newsletter. That's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to check out our blog and the archives and the articles and the books that we make available there. A little bit of a review of the books that are there. Bob Negan is our guest, and Bob has got a book coming out pretty soon, right, Bob?
Ew.
When is that coming out?
It will come out. It's going to be part of the fall catalog from John Wiley and Sons in New York.
All right.
And that means it'll probably be out towards the end of October.
All right. So and you're going to launch it on this show, so we're looking forward to that.
I bet I'm going to launch. I wouldn't do it anywhere else.
I appreciate that. Okay, Bob, you have made a purchase recently, haven't you?
Yes.
Did you make it?
My wife, Susan, and I purchased our first new vehicle as a couple, you know. And
really?
We've been really wise with our money, and and then we decided that, you know, since business is going better, we're going to buy a new vehicle.
Yeah?
Well, I'll tell you what, Jim, it took us 5 dealerships to finally find somebody who could do it right.
Wow.
You know, the first dealership didn't have the model we wanted in stock. Not the car, not the color, but the model we wanted. The second dealership was a dump. The third dealership told us...
A dump. Now, what do you mean by a dump?
...stock that we could test drive.
Wait, Bob. The second dealership was a dump.
You know, so if I'm going to go spend $30,000 on a new automobile, I expect, you know, there not to be a pile of trash at the front door. I expect the windows to be clean.
Right.
I expect the ashtrays outside the door to be changed once a week. You know, I want that experience.
That experience.
Right. If I'm going to spend $30,000, I want to feel good about it.
Right. And all right, so then the third one?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
The third dealership was what?
The third dealership was down the road from us in Holland, Michigan. And we called and said, hey, do you have an XLE in stock? We want to take it for a test drive. Oh, yeah, we've got one in stock. It says right here on the computer. Well, you know, there's a half-hour drive there.
Right.
Guess what?
No car.
It wasn't there.
Right.
They hadn't taken off the computer. So then we called the award-winning dealership, another 45-minute drive away. And the receptionist, I don't know who gave them the award, but they never tried calling these people because 3 times we tried to get to the Toyota side, and they kicked us over to the Chevy side. And so finally at the 5th dealership, they had the van, and everything was okay. There's been a couple issues since we purchased the van, but, you know, it was just so amazing to me that this multi-billion-dollar business that most of these dealerships had beautiful buildings, except for the dump.
Yeah.
They all had beautiful buildings in multi-million dollar ad campaigns. And somebody should have thrown a couple grand at some customer service trade.
Right, right. That's amazing.
It's amazing.
And now, you know, You know, I just don't get. And then they wonder. The industry wonders why they're not doing so great. Well, you know, we had some experiences recently with restaurants. Uh-huh. We went to a restaurant and a national chain restaurant for lunch and ordered salads. You know, how long does it take to make a salad, right? And if it's a national chain, well, you know, whatever's on their menu, that's what they're supposed to be really good at doing, right?
Right.
Repetition. That's what they do. That's what chains do. 45 minutes after we got there at lunch, we still didn't have our food.
Oh, my.
So I get up and I tell them, I say, look, I'm out of here. And guess what? The manager met me at the door to apologize, sort of. But then he wanted to give me a little card that was good for later, right?
Right.
And guess what they call the card?
It was a discount card.
No, a VIP card.
Right.
Now that they've made me mad and I've wasted my lunch hour and no food, now they want me to be a VIP. And I said, hey, why wasn't I a VIP the first time?
Right, right, right.
And then we went to another restaurant and they didn't get my food right. They brought me what they said was on the menu wasn't what they brought me. So I sent it back and told them I didn't want anything else. After that, I wasn't hungry anymore. Then they gave me a card, and it was free. It was good for a free appetizer if I bought another entree next time.
Right.
And so on my way out, I gave it to the waitresses. I said, here, give this to somebody who's going to use it.
That's right. What are people thinking? You know, and this is really, Jim, and I guess this is why. You know, so sometimes when I work with downtowns and, you know, there's this sort of fear and loathing in the small business community, you know, that the big are getting bigger and the big are, you know, driving price down and, you know, the internet is changing everything. And it's all true. But at the end of the day, I have never felt better about small business around the world, but here in America in particular, because as everybody gets bigger and less personal, the opportunity for success for somebody who gets it right on the personal level is through the roof.
But, you know, Bob, unfortunately, a lot of small business owners don't get that either.
Well, you know what? And that's what's going to change. You know what?
And they're the ones who aren't going to make it. Because when you're a small business and you're just like the folks who crank things out on an assembly line, if you wind up being just like them, you're right. You won't. You know. You have a right to be afraid of those guys because they're going to beat you.
That's right. But if you are different, you know, in my book, in our book, my wife and I wrote it together. In our book, we call one of the parts of the book is about mom and pop is dead. In the mom and pop, you know, in the old days, my background is retail.
Right.
Mom and pop was mom and pop worked the store, and when mom or pop couldn't work the store, they closed it down.
That's
right. It's a remnant of another era. And so the mom and pop is dead, you know.
Hold on to that thought, Bob, and we're going to come back to mom and pop right after these messages. It's 10 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here's John Mellencamp to take us out. I'm trying to remember. Bob won't remember this, but Roger, you might. Is that the Loving Spoonful or the Young Rascals? The Little Rascals.
Young Rascals.
Yes, the Rascals. It's the Rascals. That's who it is. I always get a little confused, but you have to think. I just have to listen a little bit more, but that's the Rascals. Anyway, that's some good music, and Bob Negan is way too young to remember that song. And Bob is the president of Whiz Bang Training, and the new book, what's the new book going to be called?
It's going to be called Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age.
What happened to Whiz Bang?
Well, no, they've got Whiz Bang. Just Whiz Bang didn't work. Whiz Bang didn't tell what this book was trying.
I can't believe we didn't work Whiz Bang, and that's a great name.
You know what though? Right, as big as our names are on the front cover, it says Whiz Bang Training.
All right, good deal. Way to go.
Absolutely.
We got to get Whiz Bang in. I love Whiz Bang.
Absolutely.
Okay, Bob, you were telling us a little story.
Yes.
And as we went to the break, and so go ahead.
Sure. So, you know, we were talking about mom and pops, and my contention is that the mom and pop is dead. And so I know some people are going, oh, my gosh, don't say that, you know. But the mom and pop as we know it, which is, you know, one couple running all the hours, so consequently the store closes early, and the store hours are sort of a reflection of the owner's lifestyle. All those things. Those people, just like you said, if you are a retail store, or I'm going to say service businesses are changing that way too, dry cleaners, insurance agencies, if you're not open when your customers need you there, you're going to go out of business. So I say the mom and pop is dead or dying, but it's being replaced by something that we call the new millennium merchant. And the new millennium merchant is small, like a mom and pop. They're the people you're starting to see now in downtowns. They're small like a mom and pop, but they're intensely customer focused. They keep the hours. They use technology. So they're small like the mom and pop, but they don't live in that world of the 1950s.
Right.
If they live in the 21st century, and they're going to rock and roll. They're going to make a lot of money, and they're going to change the way America shops.
Well, you know, one of the things that I tell people, Bob, is if you have a business that was in business in the 20th century, if there's anything you're doing that you were today that you were doing in the 21st century, in the 20th century, if there's any tool that you were using in the 20th century that you're using today, if there's any practice that you were using in the 20th century that you're using today, with very few exceptions, other than some of the fundamentals, any of those things that you're still using in the 21st century is either holding you back or maybe about to take you down.
Right.
What do you think?
That's a good point. Yes, but now let's go back a step farther. So let's go back and say that anything that you used in the 19th century to be successful in small business is applicable.
Oh, it's so funny. That is funny because, the reason I'm laughing is because I know a couple of people who are trying to you know, survive, and I actually pointed out to somebody the other day, I said, do you realize that you're actually operating a 19th century business?
Right. But you know,
and I said, you don't have to come into the 21st century. Just come into the last century.
Right. But, you know, in the 19th century, that was the day of, you know, where every neighborhood had all its goods and services,
right.
Sort of, you know, self-contained. And the only way you survived was by giving great service.
I remember that, though, Bob. That was actually still true all the way up through about 1975.
Right, right. And I remember you saying that that's when you sort of felt that...
that's when it changed.
Retail shift.
The world changed in 1975.
And what do you say? Well, what was the event? What happened?
The economy got tough. Things got a lot more expensive. Inflation happened mostly.
Right.
And what happened was the margins got smaller for companies, and all the great things that they've been able to do for their customers and their employees, they couldn't afford to do it anymore.
Right.
And when they started cutting back, people started reacting to that. And they said, you know what? If I'm not going to get any better service at Sears than I get at Woolco, then I'm just going to go to Woolco because they're cheaper.
Right.
And that's what happened.
Yeah. You know, I mean, all of this conversation we've been having today points back to this need. And I hope your listeners are really understanding this. You know, it's all about relationships.
That's right.
You know? People pay for the ability to trust you, know you, and like you, and they'll pay dearly.
That's right. And if you're not charging them for that, if you're giving it to them and you're not charging them for that, then you're making a mistake. Hey, Bob,
absolutely.
Thank you for being here. Give us the website one more time, please.
Whizbangtraining.com.
And Bob is an outstanding speaker on this topic. If you want him to, do that for you, thanks, Bob, for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Jim, my pleasure.
Got to go for this hour. Happy Father's Day, all you fathers out there. I'm Jim Lysinger. Game. I'll see ya.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.